As the mighty blessed Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us, we thank him again for everything he's done for us, his guarding presence of those under this radiation down through the centuries. Now, may he clothe us with the power as much as possible to enable us to render whatever service we're capable of rendering for the purity, freedom, protection of America, and the vector of light and peace eternal to the earth, and to bless everywhere, all life, with whatever sacred fire compels the purification of eternal freedom. Beloved ones of our hearts, thank you for your love tonight. Thank you for your calls to the angelic host. And I bear you the blessings and the love and the greetings from those who ever watch every opportunity to protect and expand that which is constructive, and to expand the light through all life everywhere possible and as rapidly as possible. Tonight, in the cosmic power that is surging throughout the system for the purification of all, there comes naturally into action a very much greater release of power from the angelic host. And so in your acceptance of our presence, in your use of the power of flame, of the angelic host's love to life, you will find coming into your affairs and into your consciousness just like a sun presence that releases wave after wave of light by which you can see your way ahead very much more clearly and thus avoid conditions that make your problems. Because as you charge yourselves with our cosmic light, or the light of our cosmic consciousness, it automatically brings into your outer consciousness our ideas, our faculties, our knowledge from the greater realms of perfection. And so we can give you from time to time as much as you can use to release greater perfection into your daily experience and to make you more capable of handling greater responsibility. Now, since you've decreed to be rid of your problems, you must be prepared to take greater responsibility. But it doesn't mean that your greater responsibility will bring more problems. What we want to do is to free you from the limitations so you will be more capable of rendering the service that needs to be given. So your joy should become very much greater as you realize your greater opportunities and you feel the freedom of going into greater action without strain or stress or struggle. There's plenty of energy in the universe, my dear ones, which you may have as freely as the air you breathe. But your capacity to use that must be guarded and governed, and everything that you draw forth held in perfect balance. Now, in order to charge yourselves with greater power, that you may have greater accomplishment, there must come greater light within you. Therefore, whenever you call forth anything of greater manifestation, demand it be always sustained, invincible against evil. Then whatever comes into existence in your world, your individual experience, becomes yours for permanent use. Then you do not have to constantly do things over and over and over again. When we see some of the conditions from which mankind could so easily be free, if people understood this law, if our hearts could ache, they would. When we have the power, the cosmic law is ready to give the help, and yet individuals do not awaken and reach up and use the power that would set them free. That is due largely to much confusion that is in the atmosphere of Earth and much discord and impurity in the energy of the feeling world. And so tonight, I'm going to offer you a secret which the angelic host use constantly because it's the secret of their power, and it is the power that brings freedom. When you realize that within the power flame to which you have called, that you may have a sudden presence of the power flame of any special quality you require, and that your mighty I Am presence and we are ready to establish that in and around you as a part of your life stream for eternity, then you must realize no earnest effort is ever lost. You may need to call for some time before you see the outer manifestation of the answer to your call. But that is because you must give one-third of the energy that produces the manifestation. Because your presence gives one-third and we give a third. So that's the balance. So when you enter into the use of the power flame, remember to cough up the ascended of master qualities and powers of life without any limit whatsoever, but always demand that in your use of these powers, whatever you produce is compelled to be invincible against all evil forever. Then everything you do is permanent accomplishment. Everything you do with that call becomes permanently harmonious. Then no force of evil can take it away from you. I'm giving this to you tonight in order to protect the blessings you need to hold your supply sustained. Now, you know many of you have had supply for a time, and then you don't have it for a time. Of course, when you don't have it, then you get down in the depression, so to speak. I want you to go forward with boundless supply, ever expanding, so you're capable of rendering greater service, and in the greater service, you will experience greater happiness. So the gift we bring is eternal. And if you will call forth and do your part in demanding that everything constructive be made invincible against all evil, the hordes of evil can no longer be permitted to desecrate what's in your world. And that's very important at this time. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now the great angelic hosts have so much to give. And when you use the set of master consciousness, do not forget that that contains the pictures of the divine plan that always brings you happiness. The divine plan cannot contain discord. It cannot contain failure. The divine plan of the mighty I Am Presence, either your own individual life plane or that of the great central sun, cannot and never did contain any imperfection. Therefore, it cannot produce suffering for anybody or anything. So let's strip this hypnotic suggestion to the people of the world that in order to go on the spiritual path, you have to go through all kinds of suffering and torture. That's ridiculous. How would a God being of eternal power, perfection and beauty and love design a divine plan that would produce suffering for its creation? You would make the God presence of life dependent on evil. And while we're on that subject, let's get rid of the idea of an original sin. Nonsense. No intelligence in it. Everything is purified in the beginning. When the great God presence of life has created a planet and placed upon it the blessings of the powers of nature and given mankind the creative ability, then if something is thrown out of balance, it's not the fault of the great source that gives up. And that original divine plan contains happiness for you, happiness for all, mastery over evil, mastery over life and substance and energy. I want you to feel freedom tonight, for we shall take up one quality after another of the powers of freedom. And as you dwell upon the use of these powers and you demand a some presence of the power flame of each quality, you will find your problems no longer appear. And I am just as practical as your beloved Saint Germain. Thank you so much, precious ones. The ascended masters and cosmic beings are the only really practical beings in the universe. Mankind's not very practical, else it would never have turned away from the light. No, I think I'll get modern. I'm going to be very realistic. You know, that's a very popular word right now. You must be realistic. You bet I'm realistic. I'm as real as reality is, and I am reality. And the power of love I bring is reality. And the divine plan is reality. So let's get rid of the unreal for a change. Mankind's discord is the unreal. Never was the original divine plan. And I think it's time suffering stopped. I think you agree with me. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, as we move into outer conditions, certain activities of the sacred fire to reorder some of mankind's experiences, we want you to be at peace. You keep demanding your invincible purity to hold control of everything in you and your world. And wherever you can, bring encouragement to the people of the outer world. The masses of the people are struggling under confusion as well as discord, but almost more than they can bear. So you are a magnet. You are like the great central sun magnet. Wherever you go, to pull upon the attention of the people and give them the encouragement and the picture of the power that draws them out of their distress and shows them the goal of attainment. And all the people that have professed to follow beloved Jesus and completely forget the ascension, they did not get much of his message. And except for the love which he constantly pours to answer every call, they would still be in the chains of the dark ages. Now we have come to bring the light. Mankind must awaken. Human beings must be purified. The powers of nature must be released from mankind's discord. And so we depend upon you. And if you're going to correct conditions here, you're going to need power to correct them. So when you have to handle conditions of the outer world that are discordant, call forth your invincible protection first around your outer self and your affairs, and then call the power flame of any ascended master quality, the sun presence, a cosmic sun presence, and that means a sun presence that enfolds the world. A cosmic sun presence of a power flame of ascended master control. And when you call that into a condition, you make the call in your presence and we project the flame and you go on your way. But wherever you go, you can call that into outer world conditions and set into action the constant, purifying, raising power to life wherever you abide. And if you begin to purify and set into divine order the conditions around you, as you pass through them, automatically you call in and around yourselves a world of that same perfection. You cannot give perfection without having perfection come back to you. And so, the angelic hosts are awaiting your use and call of their power flame, their revealing power flame, that not only reveals to you what you need to know, but reveals their presence to life everywhere. Now you may wonder why are magnificent powers in existence? Why mankind doesn't know more about us? Why individuals doubt the reality of the angelic host? Answer me this question. how much time out of a day does the average person think about the angels? You go downtown to your office or your employment, and you give your employer 8 hours a day of your energy, of your time, and the use of your mind and your body to do the service for which you are employed. And when your attention is on the things of the outer world, you forget completely that the divine beings exist. So during those hours, you are not living in their world. They do not exist for you during the time that you forget them. And yet they are ever radiating their love into the atmosphere of earth. And God help the world if they did not. What think you would be the condition of the atmosphere of earth? What think you would be the condition of the powers of nature and the forces of the elements if the angelic host did not constantly pour the purifying love of the sacred fire to consume mankind's frightful evil? How great do you think has been the discord in the past that could make the distorted conditions of the outer world? Do you not see then that unless mankind's attention is returned again and again to the remembrance of these beings, to the remembrance of the ascended host, to the acknowledgement and remembrance of the blessings of the angelic host, the healing angels, the protecting angels, the illumining angels, unless mankind's attention is called to these great beings again and again and again, the door is open very little for their assistance to come in by conscious recognition. And if individuals were a thousandth part as much concerned about receiving the angelic host and letting their blessings fill the physical world as individuals today are concerned with the radio and the TV, you'd have a world of masters instead of a world of trouble. Just notice how many hours of a day the humanity of this world keep their attention on the things that enslave and destroy them and desecrate the blessings they desire. Now you must have some kind of an idea how much mankind's attention needs to be called to the angelic host. Just imagine what would be your experience if you contemplated the angelic host for one whole hour. What do you think we could do for you? Most of the time, mankind only thinks of us when individuals are in trouble. And then we're immediately forgotten as soon as the pathway is easy again. We'd like to reverse a little of that and be with you when the path is easy. It's more enjoyable. For you and us both. So now, if you want to prove the truth of my words, contemplate us in the midst of your daily work. You don't need to go wool gathering or sit in the corner or anything of the kind. But in the midst of your activity for just the fraction of a second, you can send your flame of love from your heart, the feeling of love from your heart to the angelic host, and thank them for their love to this world. And if you recognize their love, more will come into you. One day you will be like them, and then you'll understand how much mankind needs their love. So, precious ones, when you begin to use the cosmic sun presence of the power flame of the angelic host's mighty love to life, you will learn what love is. The supreme power of the universe, the source that gives all, the great treasure house that contains all, is the supreme miracle love of the universe. And so, when you want to use the power flame of the great miracle activities of the angelic host's love, illumination will come, and many, many, many things will be revealed to you that are self-explanatory. And now, because of a service we wish to give, we would appreciate it greatly if you would call forth the cosmic sun presence of the power flame of the angelic host's mighty healing activity to the people of this land or to any nation from whence you come. The reason for that is the healing activities must be purified and new activities come forth to release mankind from this hypnotic suggestion that is constantly destroying the temple of life. We want to increase healing to the people, but the healing angels must be given recognition. The call must come forth to us before the cosmic law permits us to release the greater power that will heal the minds and bodies of the people more quickly. To some degree, there has been a general acceptance, at least a partial acceptance, of the angelic host as the guardian angel. Well, many times the protection individuals have had has been the direct presence and help of the higher mental body. But there are those legions of the angelic host whose special service of love is to guard all that is constructed for individuals wherever the way is kept open. So since we want to bring about the greater illumination for the incoming healing powers that must come to help individuals to greater freedom, this recognition must come because the enfolding presence of the sacred fires, purifying love from the angelic host, enfolds every sincere doctor and nurse, an individual who is concerned with giving mankind help. So many times we have been nearer than breathing and closer than hands and feet. And but for that help to the masses of the people, they would not survive. And as the mighty Saint Germain said, if a certain proportion of the impurity were not constantly being removed by the ascended masters and cosmic beings in the angelic host, mankind would not grow to be over 12 years of age. The physical body would not last that long, because it is being smothered in its own discard. So if you will help us purify the atmosphere, give us recognition, and call the cosmic sun presence of the power flame of the angelic host to do for mankind what needs to be done the most, then we can set into action and establish certain streams of the sacred fire at various points in the nation or the world that will forever expand until the whole world has once again become purified. So the responsibility that lies ahead seems great, but the accomplishment and the blessing to life will be so tremendous, and it will give us such mighty assistance that you can but be greatly blessed by your effort to help the rest of life. And my dear ones, in your willingness to help the rest of life, you automatically lose your own problems. Isn't it wonderful that when you turn away from the things that have been your struggle, they automatically dissolve and disappear? Because your attention is drawing power from our world into your world. And as you perfect the world ahead of you, you automatically leave the limitations of your own behind, and we consume them. Now, that's a fair bargain. Thank you so much. Now, I'm not a politician, but we will set into action the law of reciprocity, and if you'll do this for me, I'll do that for you. So, beloved ones, if you'll help us purify and awaken and help set the rest of mankind free, we'll automatically render that same service to you, and the freedom you give shall come back to bless you forever. We have the power, and you must have the use of our power in your octave to overcome the things that must be annihilated from the universe. So unless you understand that you must use the power flame of the angelic host's mastery of life, well, you're only using part of the power that you could so freely have the blessings, not only for yourself, but the blessings that you may bestow upon others. So, blessed ones, in all the marvelous blessings and advance of modern civilization, the outer mechanical activity has become so rapid that it is swallowing mankind's attention until it is keeping out of balance the activities of the individual. And we must correct that. The great cosmic law does not permit the individual's growth to be interfered with by the mass production of anything. The individual has a right to grow. And the individual has a right to expand the light within each life stream. and not all the political accumulation on the earth can take the cosmic law out of existence. Mankind but create more confusion, and then being bound by that, must have our assistance to be free to try again. So, in freeing yourselves from your own problems, we hope you will call into all physical conditions, in and around yourselves, wherever you abide, a cosmic some presence of the power flame of the ascended masters and angelic hosts, control of life. I'm coming to a secret of tremendous power. When you call for the ascended masters and angelic hosts, control of life, you have no hypnotic force in use. You have no dictatorship. You have no tyrants. You have no traitors. The world will welcome the release from them all. When you call the ascended master's power flame, the angelic host's power flame, into outer physical conditions to control life, all life, then our love purifies and frees, illumines, and raises all life wherever that power flows. And the shadows of human limitation are consumed forever. And this is why I'm pleading with you tonight to use the power flame of the ascended masters and angelic hosts, control of life, by that great miracle love from the central sun. That is all freedom. So, blessed one, the door stands wide open before you. The hands of the angelic host are stretched to offer you their blessings and to guide you forward into the most wondrous experiences you've ever known. And there lies only happiness and freedom ahead if you will do this with us from tonight. And I am sure your own experiences, as you just try this out a little bit, will thrill you with such joy that it will hold your attention, will set the habit, and you will go forward to the victorious accomplishment you have always desired. And ahead of you lies only the sunshine presence of our world, our happiness, our mastery of life. It all depends on the power flame of the love from the heart of creation and the use of that sacred fire love in physical conditions, for it purifies all and frees all and gives all for eternity. May we abide with you, and wherever you go, be aware of our presence, that you and we may rescue weary mankind from the slaughter and the filth and the destruction intended. This is what we want to avoid. And with your love to us and our love to you, you call this power into action. We will accomplish the victory. And we thank you for your presence with us. May the fullness of all that love can bestow. Teach you of itself, be your illumination, stand your guard, and give you the strength and the power to produce this victory that lifts your fellow man out of the clutches of the evil of human creation. May you go forward and know we are closer to you than we've ever been before. And this time, may you keep aware of us, that your power may grow greater every hour from tonight. Thank you with all my heart. And you, beloved Archangel Michael, thank you for your love for eternity. Make us the sun presence of your power flame, of that love within us that forever is master of all. And for the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such invincible power of love from the angelic host that it forever puts an end to evil everywhere for eternity. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us. And that power, the power flame of your love to life, and see that evil is forever consumed. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, and all of the angelic host who pour their love to the people of earth. Make each of us a sun presence of its power flame, of that love that reveals all things and makes us master wherever we abide. And we thank thee. And to the seven mighty Eowyn, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Eowyn. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one in the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not out of it. And pouring into his distress, the cosmic sun presence of the power flame, the love from the angelic host, intensified and expanded until naught else can remain in the atmosphere of earth. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, mighty I Am, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, now the end, the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic host, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved, John, Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved, invincible God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all other group leaders, and I Am speaking throughout the world. And our own beloved United States of America, and the great Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be, or have, and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I Am presence, and the blessed Archangel Michael and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence and power flame, of the love of the angelic host, make us, each one of us, a sun presence of that power flame, and blaze thy mastery wherever we abide. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains, and the outer use of those under this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light. And make those out of this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the sacred fire, and now all the angelic hosts, power flame necessary to put an end to all that is not the love of the perfection of eternity. And we thank you.